We heard in the Acts of the Apostles, after giving instructions through the Holy Spirit, the Spirit is about to give you profound instructions for your young lives. As you receive the gift of the Spirit, the sacrament of confirmation, will strengthen you, the baptized, with the gifts of the Holy Spirit through a holy anointing, that you may imitate Christ and spread and defend the Catholic faith. Throughout the last several decades, there's been a lot of misunderstanding about the sacrament of confirmation. Sometimes we got the misunderstanding sacrament of confirmation was a choice of faith. Well, these young people have already had their Catholic faith. Their parents and godparents gave them to that faith to them during their baptism. Sometimes we say it's becoming an adult Catholic. Well, it has nothing to do with becoming an adult Catholic. Hate to tell you, but you're not adults yet anyway. Confirmation can be received as babies, as this great age, as middle age, 90-year-old on his or her deathbed can receive confirmation. Nothing to do with age. Sometimes we have the misconception that it's a graduation from religious education. Now you no longer have to go to religious education. Is that true? That's resounding false. We continue to grow and learn about our faith all the way till our death. I even had to go to New Bishop School last October. If you ever heard of New Bishop School? Well, I had to go to New Bishop School. Father Ted, even in his elderly years, he's still learning and growing about learning about Jesus Christ and his Catholic Church, yes? So, all these are misconceptions, false conceptions. The sacrament of confirmation is a sacrament to strengthen your faith. To strengthen your faith. If you remember one thing from all this catechesis, it's that your faith is being strengthened. And who is strengthening your faith? Ah, the Holy Spirit is strengthening your faith. And how? Through a holy anointing with the sacred chrism. And who's going to help with that? Me, your bishop. And why? Why do you want your faith strengthened? Why? Because you want to imitate Christ in a deeper way. And you want to spread and defend the Catholic faith to everyone the rest of your lives. This is what we hear in the Acts of the Apostles. So, I'm going to review some of those seven gifts of the Catholic faith. The gifts of the faith. So, should I review them? The seven gifts? Do you want to help out or you want me to? Okay, I will. The seven gifts of the Spirit, let's review. First, wonder and awe. Wonder and awe. If you're my age or older, you remember the gift, fear of the Lord. Fear of the Lord. This is an extraordinary gift that you will receive in a few minutes. Are you afraid of snakes? If I had a rattlesnake in my pocket, would you jump? Are we afraid of the Lord like we're afraid of snakes? No, that's a different kind of fear. What we mean by fear of the Lord is a wonder and awe of the Lord. I am amazed at you, Lord, your majesty, your glory, your mercy, your unconditional love, your splendor. You are awesome, God. That is what we are receiving. The Lord said, I, the Lord, am your God. He is all to us. And we know this because we need a Savior desperately. For alone we are hopeless. But with our Savior there is great hope. And we received the Savior 2,000 years ago. A little baby boy in the manger who grew and taught us how to love. This God became man. And then, at the end, he suffered and died for you and for me and rose again after his death. We celebrate his resurrection this entire Easter journey. And Jesus doesn't stop there with a nice historical event. He then invites me to believe, and I want to respond to this saving faith. I want to say, yes, Lord, I will follow you all the way to heaven. We hear this in the Acts of the Apostles today. He spoke about the kingdom of God. We are built for the kingdom of God. Not the false kingdoms on this earth, but the kingdom of God. That is what we're after. Wonder and awe. Pretty awesome God. Do you know the song, Awesome God, by Rich Mullins? Nobody knows that? If you answered yes, I'd have you sing it. So it's good you didn't answer yes. Awesome God. Number two, understanding. Understanding, the second gift of the Spirit. We want to comprehend God's plan in our lives and then how to put that plan into practice. As followers of Christ and His church, we focus on His way, not the false ways of the world. This, if we follow God's plan, will lead us to genuine happiness, genuine peace, life in heaven. And we need help for this, and that help's coming from the Holy Spirit. We hear this again in Acts of the Apostles today. Jesus, who has been taken into heaven, we want to follow him there. We want to be there forever. Understanding. You're going to be helped with understanding by these gifts today. Number three. Did you forget the first two? Are you taking notes? Do you have your iPad? Nobody's taking notes. Should I just go on anyway? Okay, I'll go on anyway. Number three, wisdom, prudence. Wisdom, prudence. We want to see the world as God sees the world. We want to interpret life as He does, that all the joys and the sorrows of this earth are not passing things, but they are real and they have an eternal destiny for us. We want to understand this mysterious and beautiful and sweet plan the Lord has for us. This will help if we have wisdom. But I hate to tell you, young people, most of you are seventh graders, you don't have much wisdom right now. Now, is that an insult? No, it's just a truth, because wisdom comes with experience, and you don't have a lot of experience right now. That's one reason you have these wonderful sponsors. The godparents, padrinos y madrinas, they have the experience that will help you as they pray for you, as they are good role models for you. And the same thing with your parents, your pastors, your teachers, your bishop, hopefully, that you will gain wisdom from these wise guides. Not wise guys, wise guides. This is going to give you wisdom. And there's one other important thing that will give you wisdom every day, right away, and that is prayer. That loving relationship with Jesus in prayer. Let's see, we need a little example. Let's see, we have a volunteer. Oh, thank you for volunteering. You're so kind. Tell me, do you have a good friend? Is it a he or she? She, okay, just checking. I'm going to ask some questions about how you communicate with your good friend, okay? The frequency of your communication, how often, and then how you communicate, okay? And you're going to have to answer quick because I go quick. Ready? Let's say the frequency. You probably like to communicate with your good friend maybe once a month. More often, even weekly. What did you say? Every day? Several times a day? Every day? Okay, thanks for your quick answers. You want to communicate with your good friend several times a day, every day. Is that right? Okay. Now, how do you want to communicate with your friend? You probably take... now I'm in trouble. My homily's mixed up. Now, you probably want to take a letter, write a letter, put it in an envelope, put a stamp on it, take it to the post office, mail it to your good friend. A couple days later, she gets it, she reads it. Too slow? You want to have more rapid communication. You'd like to text her. Text, text, text. What's your grand total of texting, record texting per day? What? 1,239 texts? Do you have a unlimited plan, I bet? But you want maybe to call her and hear her voice, because then you can tell her emotions, right? Are you telling me you want to see her in person, face to face? And you want to do all the talking, right? You talk and talk and talk and talk and talk and talk. You stop once in a while and you listen. Okay, let me summarize. You want to see your good friend several times a day, every day, speaking and listening. Am I talking about your friend or am I talking about Jesus? Talking about Jesus, aren't I? Are we spending several times daily, every day, in the Lord's presence, speaking with Him and stopping and listening to His response? This is what's going to help us grow in wisdom, this intimate prayer with our loving Savior. Go for it, okay? That's going to help us be wise. Number four, reverence, piety. We used to call this piety, but nowadays it might be called reverence. We have a deep respect for God and His Catholic Church. We are grateful. We worship God with faith and hope and love. And a key example of this reverence, this piety, is right here at this altar as we receive the Eucharist, as we receive Holy Communion every Sunday or Saturday evening, every holy day, maybe even more often. We are practicing this great gift of reverence, and the Holy Spirit will help you with this. Jesus becomes part of me at this altar. I am strengthened by Him. I have food for the journey. Worthy reception of the Holy Communion is an extraordinary gift that's going to be strengthened in your lives with confirmation. And that goes for all of us. Number five, right judgment. We know the difference between right and wrong. Sometimes it's called counsel. This is an important as we form our conscience in God's plan and not our sinful and prideful temptations of the world. Are you a sinner? A big sinner? A big fat sinner? Raise your hand if you're a sinner. I had confirmation last night, and the confirmandi said he was not a sinner. And I thought, just like the Blessed Mother Mary, right here in one of our parishes. You're right, we're all sinners, aren't we? And we need God's help. This gift of confession that we can run to, not walk to when we fall, is going to help us in this journey of right judgment, of counsel. The Holy Spirit will strengthen you, so you can't wait to get back to confession, to be freed of your sins, to be reconciled with each other and with God and with the church. Maybe even monthly, to recognize that the Lord will give us strength to help us in our journey. In Ephesians, we said in today's reading, build up the body of Christ. And this reconciliation with each other helps build up the body of Christ, because often we sin against another, don't we? Our brother, sister, our parents, our teachers, our friends. Reconciliation by right judgment and counsel. Okay, number six, we're almost done. Knowledge. To know Christ is to love Christ, is to serve Christ. The better we know Jesus, the better we can serve Him and love Him and adore Him and worship Him. And how do we know Christ? That prayer we've been talking about, reading and studying the Bible and Scripture, continuing to grow in our faith, in catechism, in our youth groups, in our PSR, in Arco Iris, all those ways we can grow in our faith. St. Mark said, go into the whole world and proclaim the gospel to every creature. We want to do that as imitators of Christ. We want to go out to the world and proclaim the good news. This knowledge will help us do that. To know is to love, is to serve Christ. Finally, courage. Courage. This isn't easy, is it? We need courage with these struggles in the earth, with the temptations on earth, with the sufferings we have on this earth. and courage or fortitude will help. We face the difficult situations by the power of the Holy Spirit. In the Acts of the Apostles, the first reading today, you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, this power to give you courage and strength to face this difficult life in preparation for heaven. To be good witnesses, this is a key passage for confirmation today, witnesses. You will be my witnesses. That's the Lord's promise to you right now. You will be his witnesses. How awesome. And you will witness by loving. You will witness by forgiving. You will witness by serving. And you will witness by your vocational call. This is a beautiful gift of the call to listen to. Girls, are you called to be a religious sister and serve the church? Are you called to be a wife and mom to serve the church? How are you going to be a witness by God's plan for you? Guys, are you called to be a priest? I think some of these guys would make good priests. What do you think? Are you called to be a husband and dad to listen? Maybe it's a call to the seminary. Maybe it's a call to be a husband and dad. This is how you can be witnesses. Listen to the Lord's gift. Courageously follow. This is an extraordinary blessing we're about to celebrate, that these young people's faith be strengthened by these sevenfold gifts of the Holy Spirit: wonder and awe, understanding, wisdom, reverence, right judgment, knowledge, and courage. Everyone that have already received confirmation, don't forget you have these gifts too. And with the Lord's help, you'll continue to grow in them. Let us pray for these young people as they receive this gift. Let us ask our gentle Jesus to be with them, because he loves them more than they can ask or imagine. So now, before you receive the Spirit, I ask you to renew the profession of faith you made at baptism, or your parents and godparents made in union with the whole church. Candidates, please stand. St. Matthew said, "Let your yes mean yes." St. Paul said, "Our word to you is not yes and no, but yes." Respond, "I do," with conviction, with faith, with joy. Candidates for confirmation, do you reject Satan and all his works and all his empty promises? Do you believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth? Do you believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was born of the Virgin Mary, was crucified, died, and was buried, rose from the dead, and is now seated at the right hand of the Father? Do you believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who came upon the apostles at Pentecost, and today is given to you sacramentally in confirmation? Do you believe in the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting? This is our faith. This is the faith of the church. We are proud to profess it. In Christ Jesus, our Lord. Amen. Candidates, please kneel. My dear friends, in baptism, God our Father gave the new birth of eternal life to his chosen sons and daughters. Let us pray to our Father that he will pour out his Spirit to strengthen his sons and daughters with his gifts and anoint them to be more like Christ, the Son of God. All-powerful God, Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, by water and the Holy Spirit, you freed your sons and daughters from sin and gave them new life. Send your Holy Spirit upon them to be their helper and guide. Give them the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of right judgment and courage, the spirit of knowledge and reverence. Fill them with the spirit of wonder and awe in your presence. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen.